Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior in English. This is the international service of the Argentine Radio transmitting from Buenos Aires, Argentina. My name is Fernando Farias and I'm bringing you this show in English for Friday, August 8, 2025. On today's program, we'll have a feature on Los Abuelos de la Nada, a very important Argentine rock band that was founded in the 1960s, but had their heyday in the 1980s, fronted by the late poet and singer Miguel Abuelo, and integrated by very talented musicians, among them Andrés Calamaro on the keyboards, who later became one of the icons as a soloist of Argentine rock. We'll also have a new segment called Cooking Argentina, in which we'll be introducing once a week an important dish of Argentina. We'll be sharing the recipe, but also we'll be giving you some background and story and history about these foods that are popular and traditional in Argentina. On today's edition, we'll have Milanesa, the schnitzel, the breaded veal that is very, very popular here in Argentina. We'll also be starting a new way of sharing music. We'll have every day today's artist, in which we'll be sharing information and three songs by an Argentine musician, an Argentine soloist, an Argentine band of any genre. But every day we'll have three songs by the same artist, the same singer, or the same band on our program. So, well, let's get started with some music, as we started doing this month. We'll be sharing now a classic by Patricio Rey y sus Redonditos de Ricota, mainly known as Los Redondos, the round ones. This is arguably the most popular rock band in Argentina. They disbanded in 2000, but when they played, they filled concerts, and they have become, since then, a legend. They hold a cult status in Argentina. We'll be sharing one of their hits, Esa Estrella Era Mi Lujo, That Star Was My Luxury, and after that, the feature on Abuelos de la Nada. Welcome to one of our regular musical profiles. Today we're introducing a band that started in the mid-1960s, founded by Miguel Peralta, who would later adopt the stage name of Miguel Abuelo. Talking about Los Abuelos de la Nada, the grandparents of nothingness. The group had a brief lifespan in the mid-1960s, disbanded in the early 1970s, and then was reborn in the 1980s. Let's explore their music. We're gonna start with this, one of their many classics, The Anthem of My Heart, on the airwaves of Rye. This song called Himno de mi Corazón, Anthem of My Heart by Los Abuelos de la Nada, a band that, as I was saying, was founded in the mid-1960s by Miguel Peralta, mainly known as Miguel Abuelo. The group, in its original form, was part of the first wave of Argentine bands, the genesis of Argentine rock. It had a more bluesy and psychedelic sound, but Abuelo left the country in 1971, and the band ceased to exist for practically 10 years. Abuelo based himself in Europe until in 1981 was convinced by a bass guitarist and musical producer called Cachorro López to come back to the country and refound the group. In 1983, they released their debut album called Abuelos de la Nada, Grandparents of Nothingness, from which this song comes, called Tristeza de la Ciudad, or rather, The Sadness of the City. Musical Profile on RAE, Abuelos de la Nada.
Tristeza de la ciudad. Por favor, no vuelvas. Hoy no quiero verte aquí. No, no. No sigas con esto más. Camina por la calle.
Los Abuelos, which we mainly associate with a 1980s band, even though, as I said, was originally founded in the 1960s, was headed by Abuelo as the lead singer, Cachorro López, bass guitar, Gustavo Bastarrica on guitar, Daniel Melingo on sax, who nowadays is a tango artist, and Polo Corbella on the drums. One of the secrets of the success also of Abuelos de la Nada was its keyboard player and singer Andrés Calamaro, who, in spite of only being 20, was a very, very fruitful composer and gave Abuelos some of their most popular songs, like this one.
Hace frío y estoy lejos de casa. Hace tiempo que estoy sentado sobre esta piedra. Yo me pregunto, ¿para qué sirven las guerras? Tengo un cohete en el pantalón. Vos estás tan fría como la nieve a mi alrededor. Vos estás tan blanca y yo no sé qué hacer. La otra noche te esperé bajo la lluvia 2 horas. 1000 horas como un perro. Y cuando llegaste me miraste y me dijiste, loco, estás mojado, ya no te quiero. En el circo vos sos una estrella roja que todo se lo imagina. Si te preguntan, vos no me conocías. No, no, te tengo un cohete en el pantalón. Vos estás tan fría como la nieve a mi alrededor. Vos estás tan blanca que ya no sé qué hacer. Estás mojado, ya no te quiero. Ajá. La otra noche te esperé bajo la lluvia 2 horas, 1000 horas, como un perro. Y cuando llegaste me miraste y me dijiste: loco, estás mojado, ya no te quiero.
This is a super classic from the 1980s, very, very much danced in the clubs of that decade in Argentina. Song interpreted and written by Andrés Calamaro, the keyboard player of Los Abuelos de la Nada, but also eventually, in some occasions, the singer, was only 20 at the time. Now he's a massive artist, a solo artist that is very popular, but he's career started playing for Los Abuelos de la Nada, that debuted, as we said, with their album 1981, named after the band, and then with other groups. This is Lunes por la Madrugada, one of their hits, which stands for early hours of a Monday, and it's sung by its leader, Miguel Abuelo.
Argentina's history and you.
Okay, folks, we are going over some of the hits by Abuelos de la Nada, a classic band of Argentine rock, in one of our regular musical profiles. We just mentioned Andrés Calamaro as a key member of this group with the songs that he wrote and interpreted, even though Miguel Abuelo was the frontman. But he was not the only composer. They were not the only composers and singers in this group that was produced following their success in the initial years of the 1980s by Charly García, the key Argentine rock artist that we've covered in one of these profiles several times. Well, Charlie took them under his wing and produced some of their material, which included also songs of a more reggae style, written by Daniel Melingo, like this song called Chalaman.
Será por eso que hoy estamos aquí.
eso que hoy estamos aquí. No hay nadie más que vos y yo. Será por eso que hoy estamos aquí. No hay nadie más que vos y yo.
Here's another song written by Andrés Calamaro for Abuelos de la Nada, another reggae called Singa Mulan Without Coat, which has got this classic chorus.
Sentado aquí, que ya el invierno me alcanzó.
The winter has reached me without coat, and that's why we are here. Alone, classic chorus that everybody knows by heart. Anyone who's, I don't know, over 35 knows by heart the lyrics of this song written by Andrés for Los Abuelos. The group had a massive success within and outside Argentina, mainly in Latin America, in 84, 85. But that's when several of the original members left the group. Miguel Abuelo continued and recorded one last song, one last album in 1986 called Cosas Mías that had some commercial success, but unfortunately he was diagnosed with AIDS the following year in 87, and at the end of that year he passed away. We have enjoyed the music of Abuelos de la Nada as part of this musical profile on Ryan. We end with Cosas Mías, My Things, sung by Miguel on the airwaves of Rai. Hope you enjoyed it. Here it goes.
Welcome to Cooking Argentina, the segment where we dive into the history, traditions, and flavors behind Argentina's most beloved dishes. Whether you are tuning in from Europe, Asia, Africa, or the Americas, you're invited to discover what's on the Argentine table and how you can bring it to your own kitchen. Today we are starting with a classic, which is something found in homes, bars, school cafeterias, and fancy restaurants alike. The mighty Milanesa. To understand the Milanesa, you have to picture a thin slice of beef dipped in egg, coated in breadcrumbs, and fried until golden and crispy. That is the basic version. But like many simple things, it has endless variations and a lot of heart. It's Argentina's answer to comfort food. It's also the dish that unites generations, income levels, and regions. Ask any Argentine what they grew up eating, and chances are the Milanesa is near the top of the list. Now, the origins of the Milanesa go back to Europe, specifically to the Austrian Wiener Schnitzel and the Cotoletta alla Milanese from Italy. These breaded cutlets arrived with waves of European immigrants who came to Argentina in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Italians brought with them a passion for simple, hearty dishes that could stretch a small amount of meat to feed a whole family. Over time, these recipes merged with local ingredients and customs, creating something uniquely Argentine. In Argentina, as you may know, beef is king, so it's not a surprise that the Milanesa became popular here using thin slices of veal or beef. But chicken Milanesas and even soy, eggplant, or pork are now just as common. There's also the Milanesa la Napolitana, which includes ham, tomato sauce, and melted cheese on top, which looks like a pizza, but instead of dough, you've got a Milanesa. It's a local twist that has nothing to do with Naples, but everything to do with local creativity. So, how do you make a proper Argentine Milanesa at home? Well, it's easier than you think. Start with very thin slices of beef. It could be round steak, or nalga is how we call this. You want them tenderized, either by hand with a meat mullet or pre-tenderized by your butcher. Then, beat a few eggs in a bowl with salt, pepper, minced garlic, and a sprinkle of chopped parsley. Some people add a bit of mustard and a dash of milk to the mix. Dip the meat in the egg mixture and let it rest for a few minutes so the flavors can soak in. Next, coat each piece in breadcrumbs. Some families use homemade breadcrumbs from day-old bread for better texture. Press down gently so the crumbs stick well. Then, it's off to a hot pan with oil, sunflower or canola are common, and you fry until golden on each side. It only takes a few minutes. The result? A crispy, savory cutlet that's best served with mashed potatoes, fries, or a simple green salad. Add a wedge of lemon on the side and you're good to go. In many Argentine homes, Milanesa is more than just food. It's a ritual. Wednesday might be Milanesa night for some families. School lunch boxes on Mondays are packed with cold Milanesa sandwiches. And on weekends, if there's no barbecue, there's probably Milanesa. There are even Milanesa contests where local restaurants or families compete for the best version. And in the city of Tucumán, there is an annual Festival de la Milanesa, the Milanesa Festival, where thousands gather to celebrate this beloved dish. It's not just the meal. it's part of the culture. So if you're listening and curious about Argentine cuisine, give the milanesa a try. It's easy, delicious, and brings you a little closer to understanding everyday life in Argentina. And stay tuned. Next time on Argentina... And stay tuned. Next time on Cooking Argentina, we'll be exploring another typical dish. But that will be next Friday. Hasta la próxima. Okay, let us enjoy now a little bit of rock music again. Some people may have been angered by what I said at the beginning of the show when I said that the Redondos were the most popular Argentine rock band from Argentina. That's because there is some kind of a rivalry in this country going on when it comes to rock music between Patricio Rey y sus Redonditos de Ricota, los Redondos, on the one side, and Soda Stereo on the other. I still hold what I say about los Redondos being the most popular within the country. They reached, in my opinion, a cult status. And they generated something that within the country Soda Stereo did not. The concerts of Los Redondos before they disbanded and after they disbanded with their frontman as a solo, Indio Solari, were something mythical. With people, thousands of people traveling around the country to see their concerts. It was something... I've been told, comparable to the Grateful Dead in the US. But Soda Stereo are the most recognizable Argentine rock band outside Argentina. They are massive here in Argentina as well, but they reached an international projection that the Redondos did not accomplish. They were closer to breakthrough into the American market in the 1980s with some English language renditions, English language versions of their own songs. They attempted to enter the English speaking market, but they didn't. It doesn't matter why. But here in Latin America, they are massive. They were massive all over the continent, all over the Spanish speaking Americas. Chile, they were as big as Argentina, Colombia, Peru, Mexico. They were super, super big all over the continent. We're going to play now a song by Soda Stereo so that fans of both bands, Redondos and Soda, are happy with today's show of Rye. This is a track by Soda Stereo from their MTV Unplugged concert in 1995, I think, which was one of the best ever recorded by the Spanish language version of MTV. You obviously remember that cycle, MTV Unplugged, and they started with American and British bands, but then they started doing that with Latin groups. And Soda Stereo recorded one of the best MTV Unplugged concerts ever, which is available as a record, Comfort y Música para Volar, Comfort and Music for Flying by Soda Stereo. That's the title of their MTV Unplugged concert. And from that album, we bring you this version of Entre Caníbales, Among Cannibals, which is sounds completely different than the original version. It sounds better. They improved the song with their unplugged version. There it goes.
esperé este instante y no lo dejaré deslizar en recuerdos quietos y en balas rasantes que matan.
Welcome to today's artist, where we introduce you to the musicians that shape Argentina's sound. Today we travel to the northeast of the country to meet a man who took a regional folk style and brought it to the international stage, Django Spasiuk. Born in Misiones, near the border with Brazil and Paraguay, Django is known as the global ambassador of chamamé, a genre that blends European accordion music with the soul of northeastern Argentina. Raised in a Ukrainian immigrant family, he grew up listening to polkas and chotis, sounds that shaped his musical roots. But instead of turning away from his background, he fused it with the earthy pulse of the litoral, the area of Argentina that is encircled by two rivers, the Paraná and the Uruguay rivers. And the result of this mixture is unmistakable. Chango's sound is modern, emotional, and full of life. Let's begin with one of his most beloved tracks, a piece that showcases the tenderness and the lyricism of chamamé. This is Kilómetro 11, a traditional song that Spasiuk transformed into his own with the elegance of his accordions and the subtle force of his arrangements. This is Kilómetro 11, a tune that is so deeply rooted in the Argentine northeast that it's almost like a second anthem for the people living in the litoral. But with Spasiuk, it becomes something more. It's a journey through time and place, with every note telling a story. Now, back to his biography, Chango's career took off in the 1990s when his talent caught the attention of producers outside Argentina. Soon, he was performing in Europe, recording with world music labels and sharing stages with artists far beyond folk traditions. Yet, he never stopped drawing inspiration from the red soil of Misiones and the quiet strength of rural life. Our next song is a good example of this balance between tradition and innovation. It's called Tarefero de Mis Pagos, which is a tribute to the yerba mate harvesters, or tareferos, whose hard labor sustains a key part of Argentine culture. Just listen to how Spasiuk weaves melancholy and pride into a single melody.
Empezó la zafa y la madrugada te ha de encontrar allá en el yerbal, ponderando al filo de tu machete tu sapucay. Lindo de más la esperanza verde que la tijera pone a tus pies, es reflejo fiel de la tierra roja, fecunda y hermosa que te vio nacer.
empapado de sudor o tiritando de frío, cargas el guaita raído, vecino que Dios te dio. En tu día mi canción quiere llenarte de halagos, carefelo de mis pagos, orgullo de mi región. Tarefero de mis pagos, orgullo de mi región. Seco prendes de nuevo otra ilusión en algún galpón, y tu llama ardiente será confidente de tu corazón. Qué fácil te acomodas con donadas y peliones en el galpón de los peones o al calor del barbacoa. En tu día mi canción quiere llenarte de halagos, tarefero de mis pagos, orgullo de mi región. Tarefero de mis pagos, orgullo de mi región.
Tarefero de mis pagos, by Chango Spasiuk. The artist that we are discovering on today's edition of Artist of the Day on Rai, in which we share three songs by the same artist. You have just heard a song that is a powerful reminder that folk music is not just about sound, but about the people who live it. With his work, Spasiuk gives voice to those often left out of the mainstream, and he does it with sensitivity, depth and beauty. Before we close, let's turn to a track that captures the sheer virtuosity of Chango Spasiuk as a performer. This one is faster, full of rhythm and energy. It's the kind of song that gets audiences clapping along, no matter where they are from. Here is Chamamé Crudo. Raw chamamé, a raw and joyful celebration of the music he loves. And this is Chamamé Crudo, and with it we'll wrap up today's portrait of one of Argentina's finest musicians, Chango Spasiuk, who has managed to stay rooted in tradition while exploring new musical paths. Through chamamé, this type of music you are listening to now, he's between cultures, generations, and continents. And with this, we also come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior in English, for Friday, August 8, 2025. My name is Fernando Farias. Hope you enjoy this show that is via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. Have an excellent weekend and join us on Monday for a new show of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, the international service of the Argentine Radio. Ciao. Thank you.